This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. Rather wet out there this morning. Found a lot of rain overnight. 70% chance of more rain and drizzle today. High today in the low 60s. Sport agent Terry Watson, the second to be indicted on felony charges related to the 2010 UNC football scandal, appeared in an Orange County courtroom on Wednesday. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Watson, based out of Georgia, faces 13 felony counts in violation of the North Carolina Uniform Athlete Act and one count of obstruction of justice, according to court documents unsealed Wednesday. 13 charges are for athlete agent inducement related to gifts provided to former UNC football players Greg Little, Robert Quinn, and Marvin Austin. Watson also faces one felony count of obstruction of justice. He faces a maximum of 15 months in jail for each of the athlete agent related charges and a maximum of 30 months in jail for the obstruction of justice charge. Watson is next scheduled to appear in court on October 15th, though Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall said that could change. Watson is alleged to have provided Greg Little with $18,200 in cash between May 2010 and October 2010. Watson is also charged with providing Little with $683.24 for a Miami hotel room and $1,574 for airline tickets. Court documents cite that Watson allegedly provided Robert Quinn with $100 in cash and $675.74 for a hotel room in Miami, and $750 for airline tickets. Watson is also charged with providing Marvin Austin with $2,000 in cash. The Uniform Athlete Agent Act has been adopted by 40 states, including North Carolina, and says any agent must register with the state, specifically the Secretary of the State in most cases, in order to act as an agent. Watson was registered in Georgia as a member of the Watson Sports Agency. The Uniform Athlete Agent Act is designed to shield athletes from sports agents who offer gifts to entice them to sign representation contracts while competing on the collegiate level. Last week, Jennifer Wiley Thompson, the former UNC tutor connected to the football program scandal, was the first to be indicted. She was charged with athlete agent inducement on four low-level felony counts. An Orange County grand jury issued multiple indictments on September 30th, three of which still remain under seal. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Exactly 5 years ago, Diamonds Direct came to Raleigh on a mission to revolutionize the way people here buy diamonds and bridal jewelry. Our concept was new to the Triangle then, but as second-generation diamond cutters, we were confident in our product. And after 15 years of selling to the public in Charlotte, we felt the Triangle was perfect for our unique concept. Diamond prices here were way too high, and selection was too limited. We came to give you a clear choice and a better alternative to old-style jewelry retailing. When we opened, word spread quickly. And today, Diamonds Direct Crabtree is one of the fastest-growing stores in America, with tens of thousands of satisfied customers and a solid reputation for quality, value, and service.
Hello, this is Barack Hennes, Vice President of Diamonds Direct Crabtree. I want to thank you for making us the leader in diamond and bridal jewelry. We love the Triangle and are thrilled to serve you, now and for years to come.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's only direct diamond importer and the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Are you thinking of remodeling your home? How amazing would it be to have your own personal design consultant from a store that's been voted the best tile resource in the area for 3 years in a row? At Best Tile, you can. The designers at Best Tile Showroom are trained to guide you all the way through the design process. So it's your voice, your taste, and your needs that your personal designer focuses on. Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Visit us online at besttile.com to learn more.
Fall is here and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We're celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
57 degrees and wet this morning at 6:12. If you're enrolled in the Women, Infant, and Children program, otherwise known as WIC, Piedmont Health Services Director of Health Support Services, Heather Miranda, says the vouchers you've received are still good despite the government shutdown.
We've gotten reports of some stores that are thinking that the food benefit coupons vouchers are not good, but they are absolutely good. They're just like a check. The market should be accepting them.
Miranda says Piedmont Health and state officials have been trying to get the word out to the stores, but some people are still being turned away. She says services are still being offered, including certifying and enrolling, providing breastfeeding support and nutrition education. But Piedmont Health, through the WIC program, can't give out any food from now until the end of the federal government shutdown. The federal government pays a $200 million budget for the state's WIC program. Of the 264,000 participants program in the state, there are currently about 5,600 right here in Orange and Chatham counties.
These foods are integral to the nutrition and growth for these folks. And so this program being shut down has an incredible impact on that. Many, many of our families work, but many of them are in great need of food.
Heather Miranda says Piedmont Health is encouraging people to continue to go in and apply for the program.
Because we know that when this shutdown ends, we want to get food benefits to them as soon as possible.
Miranda says anyone in Orange and Chatham counties with questions can call 919-942-8741. You can also find that number on our website at chapelbrothers.com. Residents living near Obi Creek got a look at a new development plan last night, but many still think it's too much. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details coming up on WCHL at the bottom of the hour. And in other news this morning, Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Paul Neeby says if elected, he will focus on what he calls the town's escalating tax problems.
We need to figure out some way to keep them from growing so quickly and hopefully stabilize them.
Nine candidates are contending for four seats on the town council. Neeby says his background in music will help him make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard.
I try to make sure that every time I talk to people that I get their input. As a professional musician, we are trained to listen to every single voice.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Neeby about his continuing to seek election to the town council and how he believes he'll best serve. Tune in coming up at the beginning of next hour to hear more of that interview on WCHL. Between now and Election Day, we'll continue previewing each of the candidates on a one-on-one basis. The UNC System Board of Governors is set to meet today, this coming after the group received criticism from many UNC Chapel Hill students and administrators concerning a change to the drop-ed policy. Passed by the Board of Governors in April, the policy established a system-wide drop period. It shortened UNC Chapel Hill's current drop period from 8 weeks to 10 days. Any course dropped after the 10th day of the semester will appear as a withdrawal on students' transcripts. The policy is required to go into effect by the fall of 2014. Jan Boxall, UNC's faculty chair, said at a Board of Trustees committee meeting in September that it was a one-size-fits-all policy that will not help Carolina students succeed. She said receiving a W on a transcript created a stigma concerning the students' academic credentials. Student body president Kristen Lambden told the Board of Trustees that he also was against the policy. He said once the policy is implemented, UNC's drop-ed period would be shorter than many peer institutions and could cause Carolina to fall behind academically. In 2004, UNC lengthened the drop period from 6 to 8 weeks, according to a university publication. When the policy was introduced in the fall of last year, it was met with resistance from the UNC student body president Will Lehmanstall and the faculty executive committee, who voted unanimously against the proposal. Board of Governors meetings are not public hearings, so if students do protest, they will likely be kept outside. The Board of Governors meets at 9 o'clock this morning at the Spangler Center in Chapel Hill. You can join Carol Folt on University Day this Saturday for her installation as the 11th chancellor at UNC. She's the first woman to lead Carolina. Festivities kick off at 1:30 in the afternoon with performances by the Carolina Choir and the UNC Wind Ensemble. The installation ceremony is set to begin at 2 p.m. at Polk Place on the steps of South Building. A public reception will follow in front of Wilson Library. And if it rains, the event will move to the Dean Smith Center. Folt will give an address about the university's future, and five alumni will be honored with special awards. For more information on University Day, and especially on parking for University Day, you can read this article on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And our first traffic report of the morning is brought to you by your friends at Southern Season in Chapel Hill. Celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand, located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Not a lot happening with traffic this morning. I will caution everybody this morning, it is rather wet out there. We've had a lot of rain overnight, so roads could be a little bit slick. Rand Ortham will be taking a look at that and all other traffic matters this morning, starting at about 6:45, and let you know what's going on the roadways out there, if there are any delays or accidents to worry about. In the meantime, if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL, but whatever you decide to do, let us know, but do it safely. WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop, right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 57 degrees right now, wet, 70% chance of drizzle today, 70% chance of just plain old rain, but most of it in the form of drizzle, especially early. High today in the low 60s. That's it. Tonight, cloudy with a 70% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight in the low 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and a high in the upper 60s. So it's going to warm up a little bit tomorrow, and not as big of a chance of rain coming tomorrow as well. Coming up next on WCHL, we will take a look at WCHL Championship Sports.
You've seen my show, Long Island Medium, on TLC. Now, come see me in person while I will share my emotional journey with a live audience for the first time.
Thursday, October 24th at DPAC, it's Teresa Caputo.
I believe each and every one of you have abilities, have the ability to connect with spirit.
Live audience readings and more.
Hope to see you there.
Teresa Caputo, October 24th at DPAC. Tickets on sale at DPACNC.com and Ticketmaster. Exclusive content and VIP perks at TeresaCaputo.com.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. The Tar Heel football team has a bye week to lick its wounds following three straight defeats. But last week's game at Virginia Tech's Lane Stadium featured a couple of different actors stepping out of the shadows and into the bright lights. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Something was eerily different about Carolina's football contest in Blacksburg last Saturday, and it all had to do with the man starting behind center. For the first time since 2010, Bryn Renner started the game from the sidelines. The 27-17 loss at Virginia Tech snapped the 29-game streak of starts for the fifth-year senior quarterback. And not surprisingly, Renner says he took it hard.
It was one of the tough experiences of my career. Like you said, I started 30 games, or 29 or something like that. And not to be out there with my teammates, it really hit me, right before the game. I broke down and kind of just, brought the team in and kind of wanted to talk to them and just, how much I missed being out there. So it was very difficult for me. Probably one of the hardest things I've had to go through.
Despite the disappointment, Renner says he saw some positive takeaways from the offense and his replacement, Marquise Williams, against the Hokies.
I think we ran the ball decently. I think Reese did a great job, in between the tackles. I think he was our leading rusher. So I think he did a good job running the ball. And we made explosive plays. I think, we had eight in the game.
Another spark of energy for the Tar Heels came in the form of running back T.J. Logan. He quelled all talks of redshirting by providing some much-needed rushing support for the maligned offense. And Renner says he does an excellent job of pounding for that extra yardage.
I thought he looked great. He runs with his pads low. He gets tough yardage. I think he did a great job stepping in and getting, three or four yards when it didn't look like anything was there. And he's really fast, and we're looking forward to having him healthy and back from Miami.
Renner says despite the discouraging 1-4 start to the season, the team will be fighting to the finish in hopes of scratching and clawing their way to a bowl game at year's end, as well as saving some pride in the process.
It's really going to be determined what kind of season we want to have. We've talked about it as seniors. Five of the last seven games are at home, and we have a chance to still get to a bowl game, and that's our goal. That's my goal as a quarterback, and my goal as a leader of this team. We want to get to a bowl game, and
and finish it out. And we're not going to be satisfied unless we finish the whole season like with a good character and play for pride. That's all we have right now.
But for now, the Tar Heels will continue to grind it out on the practice fields in hopes of finding some answers before a nationally televised Thursday night home game October 17th against the resurgent Miami Hurricanes. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And, of course, that next game for Carolina will be 1 week from tonight in Keenan Stadium. Game time, 7:45, and we'll have complete coverage right here on WCHL. The number four Carolina women's soccer team takes the Fetzer Field tonight at 7 for a league match against North Carolina State. Tar Heels come in to contest off a win against Maryland on Sunday and currently sit at 10-2, 4-2 in the ACC on the season. After losing back-to-back games to Notre Dame and Florida State, Coach Hanson Dorrance's team has rebounded nicely with three straight wins. The brutal schedule for Carolina has no doubt put it in prime position for a top seeding come NCAA tournament time. In fact, the Tar Heels currently reside at number one in the NCAA RPI poll released on Monday. North Carolina State will surely be hungry to spoil the evening for UNC. Wolfpack comes in with a 6-7, 1-6 record this season. And Tar Heel fans everywhere will have an ample opportunity to catch a game. It'll be broadcast nationally by ESPN3. And WCHL's live coverage will air on 97.9 FM and streamed on our website, chapelboro.com. You can read the story and follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up in an hour. I'm Ryan Stutz.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Saturday night, October 12th, with your dog and enjoy live music? Then come on down to Moose Fest 2013 in a pet-friendly atmosphere at Billsboro Music Hall in Hillsboro. From 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., enjoy live music from Jed Horse, Ryan Harris, and Bill West, as well as others, with all donations benefiting Paws Forever. Check it out at pawsforever.org on our events section. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
Coming up next on WCHL, it is the Osgood File. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll take another quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. We have another CBS News update at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, later on, a commentary on the way from Beverly Rockhill today. That's about animals as well. We'll have Inside Carolina Football in just a few minutes. We have Celebrity Birthdays, Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, today's WCHL Hometown Hero, Janet Colm, and a lot more coming up right here on WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LifeLock, relentlessly protecting your identity. I'm Charles Osgood. Use my last name to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Just go to LifeLock.com and type in Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. Something's happened in almost every aspect of American society that's produced some unintended but terrible consequences, including this outrageous and dangerous stalemate now gripping the U.S. government. It seems that we're all too good now at figuring out how to work this system to serve our own interests. Enlightened self-interest, we'd like to think, but priority number one has become too obvious. We're number one. How that works, or rather why it doesn't work, after this. Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
Every American establishment has its own priorities. And they all include doing what's best for America, but they also want to see the system work best for them. Here are a few examples. Correct me if I'm wrong. The business establishment wants whatever's best for business. Its management wants what's best for the managers. The unions want what's best for the unions. The banks want what's best for the bankers. Of course, the education establishment knows that education is vitally important, so they want what's best for the colleges, universities, and schools. Teachers are dedicated to their students, but equally dedicated to what's best for teachers, and so on. In the same way, the government wants what's best for government. Each agency thereof has a mission to carry out, the first priority of which is the preservation and enlargement of the agency itself. As for Washington's elected officials, getting elected is the sine qua non, and political parties are dedicated to that and increasingly focused on that and to making the opposition look bad. Is there anything we can do about this? Time's running out, but as Abe Lincoln once said when things weren't going well, we must think anew and act anew, and then we shall save our country. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Basketball and the Big Apple. What more could you want? Well, with the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance, you'll get that plus much more. How about a trip for two to New York City to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic? There are 38 sponsor locations around town for you to submit an entry to, including Terra Nova Global Properties, Tobacco Road, Townsend Bertram & Company, and Twig. We're drawing finalists from each location every week for the next 4 weeks. You can also become a finalist by calling into the WCHL morning, afternoon, and evening news every weekday by submitting an entry online at chapelboro.com or on Chapelboro's Facebook page. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard, and Menomont. Venable, NV entry. So make sure you're one of our finalists for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway, presented by Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Atlantic Tire and Service is your exclusive Durham, Cary, and Raleigh locations to enter the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple giveaway. Plus, get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the nearest store and register to win a trip to see the Tar Heels.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Acupuncture. It's half off. $75 for a 60-minute massage, available for $37. Michelle, owner of Chapel Hill Acupuncture, is a practitioner of Chinese medicine, including acupuncture, Chinese herbology, and acupressure-style massage. She's been using acupuncture to help alleviate numerous acute and chronic pain syndromes. The closest thing, minus the needles, acupressure massage. Get today's deal and get half off one of these 60-minute sessions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:30 at WCHL, time for your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70% chance of rain today, and probably drizzle. High today in the low 60s, tonight cloudy with a 70% chance of rain, and the low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with only a 30% chance of rain, and the high in the upper 60s. A little warmer tomorrow as well.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. It was a kidnapping that lasted only for a few hours. Libya's Prime Minister Ali Zaidan has been freed, according to a number of reports.
Prime Minister Ali Zaidan is a moderate. He's not an Islamist. He's a friend to the West.
As CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate, armed men in Tripoli took Ali Zaidan from his residence, a hotel in the capital. Now
we're hearing from all sides that he had been released, but nobody seems to have seen him.
From Cairo, reporter Edward Uranian on what he's heard.
The best information we got from the government TV was with the revolutionaries themselves. who said that they had released him and that he was okay, but then when they were asked by the state announcer, TV announcer, to speak with the prime minister, they would not produce him, and they would only say that he had been released.
This kidnapping may be retaliation for U.S. Special Forces action when an Al-Qaeda suspect was nabbed in the Tripoli streets. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
55 degrees this morning at WCHL 632. I'm Rod Stutz. Sports aides and Terry Watson II to be indicted on felony charges related to the 2010 UNC football scandal appeared in an Orange County courtroom yesterday. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Watson, based out of Georgia, faces 13 felony counts in violation of the North Carolina Uniform Athlete Act and one count of obstruction of justice, according to court documents unsealed Wednesday. 13 charges are for athlete agent inducement related to gifts provided to former UNC football players Greg Little, Robert Quinn, and Marvin Austin. Watson also faces one felony count of obstruction of justice. He faces a maximum of 15 months in jail for each of the athlete-agent-related charges and a maximum of 30 months in jail for the obstruction of justice charge. Watson is next scheduled to appear in court on October 15th, though Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall said that could change. Watson is alleged to have provided Greg Little with $18,200 in cash between May 2010 and October 2010. Watson is also charged with providing Little with $683.24 for a Miami hotel room and $1,574 for airline tickets. Court documents cite that Watson allegedly provided Robert Quinn with $100 in cash and $675.74 for a hotel room in Miami and $750 for airline tickets. Watson is also charged with providing Marvin Austin with $2,000 in cash. The Uniform Athlete Agent Act has been adopted by 40 states, including North Carolina, and says any agent must register with the state, specifically the Secretary of the State in most cases, in order to act as an agent. Watson was registered in Georgia as a member of the Watson Sports Agency. The Uniform Athlete Agent Act is designed to shield athletes from sports agents who offer gifts to entice them to sign representation contracts while competing on the collegiate level. Last week, Jennifer Wiley Thompson, the former UNC tutor connected to the football program scandal, was the first to be indicted. She was charged with athlete agent inducement on four low-level felony counts. An Orange County grand jury issued multiple indictments on September 30th, three of which still remain under seal. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A courthouse official told WCHL that it's unlikely Thompson and Watson would serve the maximum punishment if convicted. The degree of their sentence depends on their prior record. And the official said most of these people probably don't have much of a record, so they're more likely to just get probation. Residents living near Obi Creek got a look at a new development plan last night, but many still think it's too much. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
When developer Roger Perry presented a revised site plan to the Obi Creek Compass Committee last night, he told them that review by the town's technical team had done much to improve it.
It's a much better plan than the one you saw Monday night. We're especially excited about figuring out a solution as to how not to turn our back to 15501, but to integrate this project into the fabric of Southern Village and into town.
The revised plan is based on one presented to the committee earlier this week. A team of consultants led by Victor Dover reviewed the plan and made recommendations to the developer. The changes include breaking streets and buildings into smaller blocks, buffering 15501 with trees, and adding slow-speed circulator roads around the perimeter of the property.
I think that's one of the major breakthroughs in the last 2 days, is now what we've designed is a streetscape along the creek that is really, really very much of a human scale. Three-story townhomes where you could, you know, really create quite a pedestrian experience.
But some committee members, as well as many of the three dozen audience members, said the plan did not address one of their fundamental concerns, that of scale. Robert Strauss questioned why the plan called for a development footprint the same size as Durham South Point Mall.
I don't feel like I have a good understanding. I don't feel like there's been a thoughtful approach to why it is the size it is.
In fact, the revised plan is slightly larger than those the committee critiqued on Monday, though Perry said he would be willing to scale it back to approximately 1.5 million square feet. Dover warned the committee not to aim too low, saying the project must reach a critical mass of residential and retail density to succeed.
You usually think about density like it's a toxic substance and that the thing to do is to reduce the dosage so you don't overdose on it. I don't think that's the situation you have right here. You actually want to achieve a livable density, which means one that supports transit, puts enough souls close together to support neighborhood retail, to support neighborhood congregations. Those are public benefits, and you don't get to that by just taking density out.
Roger Perry agreed.
First of all, you want us to be successful. The last thing you want is a failure here. So you want us to be successful. We feel like that this is a scale that is in the best interest of being successful for us and the town.
The OB Creek Compass Committee is in the first phase of the negotiation process for a development agreement. The committee's report, due to go to the council in November, will help the council decide whether to enter into the second phase of the process, in which town leaders would negotiate directly with the developer to hash out a long-term building plan. The newly revised OB Creek map will be presented for public comment at a forum on October 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Extraordinary Ventures on Elliott Road. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC System Board of Governors is set to meet today. This coming after the group received criticism from many UNC Chapel Hill students and administrators concerning a change to the drop-dead policy. Passed by the Board of Governors in April, the policy established a system-wide drop period. It shortened UNC Chapel Hill's current drop period from 8 weeks to 10 days. Any course dropped after the 10th day of the semester will appear as a withdrawal on students' transcripts. The policy is required to go into effect by the fall of 2014. A lot of people not happy about that. We'll have all the details on the story coming up next hour on WCHL. You can join Carol Folt on University Day this Saturday for her installation as the 11th Chancellor at Carolina. She's the first woman to lead the university. Festivities kick off at 1:30 p.m. with performances by the Carolina Choir and the UNC Wind Ensemble. Installation ceremony is set to begin at 2 p.m. in Polk Place on the steps of South Building. A public reception will follow in front of Wilson Library. If it rains, the event will move to the Dean Smith Center. Fulton will give an address about the university's future, and 5 alumni will be honored with special awards. University Day is free and open to the public. It marks the laying of the cornerstone of Old East, the nation's first state university building, in 1793. The day has become the traditional inauguration day for new chancellors since 1957. UNC President Tom Ross will preside at the ceremony, and Sarah Parker, Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, will administer the oath of office. Speakers include representatives from the UNC Board of Governors, the university's Board of Trustees, faculty, students, staff, and the UNC General Alumni Association. The celebration will turn over to the students on Sunday for a folk fest. It starts in the pit at 4 p.m. and will be a carnival-like party with food and entertainment. The Board of Governors unanimously elected Carol Folt as Chancellor in April. She started work on July 1st. An internationally recognized environmental scientist and award-winning teacher, Folt served as interim president at Dartmouth College from 2012 to 2013. Was also a professor of biological sciences. For information on parking for University Day, you can read this article on our website at chapelboro.com. In other news this morning, fall is moving in, and with that, the North Carolina Department of Transportation is warning you to stay alert for deer. A study from the DOT shows that last year, there were 20,181 animal-related crashes. While that's the lowest number in 3 years, the crashes boosted the three-year total to 61,688, with 20 fatalities, nearly 3,500 injuries, and more than $144 million in damages. Officials say also about 90% of all reported animal-related crashes involve deer. 50% of those crashes traditionally occur in the period between October and December. Deer activity is on the increase as a result of the mating and hunting seasons. Crashes are most common between 5 and 8 in the morning and from 6 p.m. until midnight when more vehicles are out on the road and deer movement increases. WCHL News Time, 641. Beverly Rockhill has today's commentary coming up next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
The seasons are changing. Why should your kitchen be any different? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. We've been in Chapel Hill since 1986, helping your friends and neighbors customize the kitchens of their dreams, from the initial design to the final cleanup. And we're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner, 3 years running, with 3 decades of repeat customers. Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, our team, your home.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirement, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
55 degrees this morning, a little chilly, 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Beverly Rockhill. Whether you have a passion for wildlife, for cats or dogs, or are simply a person who wants to see less suffering throughout our world, you should care about domestic animal overpopulation. Without widespread shifts in social norms regarding the unacceptability of unneutered cats and dogs and unlicensed backyard breeding, much of our well-intended debate about disease control, adoption, and euthanasia will unfortunately not amount to much when it comes to an annual animal body count. Shelter space and the number of potential adoptees will always be limited. In the absence of aggressive spay-neuter programs, the number of animals needing sheltering can be unlimited. When there is a widespread consensus in our society that we humans, having domesticated cats and dogs thousands of years ago, have thus assumed the responsibility for stewardship over these species, we can start to make some real progress. We, not the animals we have domesticated, have the foreknowledge and the ability to prevent the tragedy of the taking of so many healthy lives by preventing the births of unwanted cats and dogs. Please speak out. Help to change the norms about what it means to be a truly humane and progressive society. Don't rely on shelter workers to do this. It is a societal task. Read information put out by animal welfare organizations on what has proven effective at some of the best shelters when it comes to decreasing euthanizations. The poet Audre Lorde observed that your silence will not save you. Our silence, no matter how caring, will not save the animals. This is Beverly Rockhill.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
There's no denying it. Through 5 games, Carolina football has been frustrated with the results on the field. How does head coach Larry Fedora make sure everyone remains on the same page as the Heels try to improve?
You really have to zero in on the team. I mean, and you can't listen to everything that's going on outside the program. And these guys are the ones putting in the work each and every day. So they, you know, it's this is the time, I mean, when things are tough, that you pull together and you get even tighter and you do things for each other and you work even harder and good things will happen. They will happen. When? I don't know. I wish I could say that, but they're going to happen.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Who does Fedora seek advice from when times are tough?
Grant Taff was a coach at Baylor University that I worked for as a GA my first years in college a long time ago. And so he, Fisher DeBerry, two people that when things maybe aren't going the way that we want them, and maybe I touch base with them or they touch base with me. And so it's nice to have some mentors like that that can help you, and who coached for many years and who's still very much involved in it.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
WCHL will have complete coverage of the game next Thursday, 1 week from tonight. Carolina's on national television on ESPN, taking on Miami Hurricanes in Keenan Stadium. It's going to be an exciting night and an exciting day. Starting at 4 in the afternoon, they're going to have all kinds of special festivities. Tar Heel Town will be downtown on West Franklin Street. We'll have Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure playing there. Great band and a lot of fun as everybody gets ready for Tar Heel Downtown. It's all part of a big plan to get everybody involved, and should be a lot of fun. Also, it's a blackout night, so it's Zero Dark Thursday. They ask that you wear all black to the stadium and black out the stadium. Totally. Should be a lot of fun, and hopefully we get the Tar Heels fired up for a great game. I can remember another Thursday night game when Carolina took on Miami. Remember that Connor Barth field goal? Boy, there was excitement there that night, that's for sure. 6:48 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together.
Exactly 5 years ago, Diamonds Direct came to Raleigh on a mission to revolutionize the way people here buy diamonds and bridal jewelry. Our concept was new to the Triangle then, but as second-generation diamond cutters, we were confident in our product. And after 15 years of selling to the public in Charlotte, we felt the Triangle was perfect for our unique concept. Diamond prices here were way too high, and selection was too limited. We came to give you a clear choice and a better alternative to old-style jewelry retailing. When we opened, word spread quickly. And today, Diamonds Direct Crabtree is one of the fastest-growing stores in America, with tens of thousands of satisfied customers and a solid reputation for quality, value, and service.
Hello, this is Barack Hennes, Vice President of Diamonds Direct Crabtree. I want to thank you for making us the leader in diamond and bridal jewelry. We love the Triangle and are thrilled to serve you, now and for years to come.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's only direct diamond importer and the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
6:49, time to take a look at traffic on WCHL, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, maybe a little wet out there this morning. Other than that, we don't know of any hazards. Let's check in with Rand Northam and find out what's going on. Rand, what can you tell us?
Yeah, with that drizzle out there, there are slick conditions, that's for sure. So be sure to use extra caution this morning as you get going. All roadways looking fairly smooth this morning. I-40, 15501 to NC-54 moving without any problems. The Durham Freeway not reporting any problems either. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard heading towards Columbia, heading southbound, seeing some slowdowns right now between Estes Drive and Franklin Street. Just a few slowdowns, nothing major at this time. And we'll keep an eye on everything as the day rolls along. Hope you will too. And if you see anything, give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior.
Don't want to disappoint anybody by not talking about what you're wearing today. Subtle plaid, mostly blue. with a blue tie, perfectly coordinated. Randy did a good job picking that out for you.
You know what? I've got to say, Randy did not approve this one yet.
Oh, really?
So I'm hoping it meets her okay.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it.
I think it looks quite nice.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Southern Season. Celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 55 degrees this morning. It's dropped a couple of degrees. 70% chance of rain and drizzle today. Not a day in the low 60s. It's wet out there right now, as Rand said. Tonight, cloudy with a 70% chance of more rain. Light rain, probably. Low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, a little better day. Cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. And the high in the upper 60s. Fall weather. For sure. Let's take a look now at WCHL's celebrity birthdays. We got a whole bunch of them this morning. We'll start with former Illinois Senator Adlai Stevenson III, 83 years old today. Actor Peter Coyote is 72. Entertainer Ben Vereen, 67. Singer-songwriter John Prine, 67. Actor Charles Dance, 67. Actress Jessica Harper is 64 years old today. David Lee Roth. Oh, yeah. David Lee Roth, former lead singer Van Halen, 59 years old today. Country singer Tanya Tucker, 55. Actress Julia Sweeney, 54. Here's Pat. Actor Bradley Whitford, who was on The West Wing, 54. NFL quarterback Brett Favre, 44. Is he retired? Actress Joelle Carter, 44. Actor TV host Mario Lopez, 40. Race driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., 39 today. Singer Maya is 34. We have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. I'd like to say happy birthday to my friend Anthony Wilson over at TV 11. Anthony Wilson, working the morning shift over there, having a birthday today. And also, Will Stewart has a birthday, as does David Akins, who's back in Chapel Hill now. And our winner of the day is Molly Moses, who lives in Durham. Molly Moses, our birthday winner, she gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamot. Happy birthday, Molly Moses, from all your friends at UPS and WCHL.
97.9 FM, WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so much.
Looking so good this morning.
Just happy to be out of the Rack Monster and moving forward.
The Rack Monster, for those of you who are uninitiated, is...
It's the bed.
It's Freddie's bed.
That's right. The blue. Mm. Well, no, it's now canary yellow.
Canary yellow now?
Canary yellow sheets. Canary yellow Rack Monster.
All right. Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. What color is your sheets?
What color are my sheets?
Yeah.
I can't remember, to be honest with you. Mostly white, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you're more colorful than that.
Well, usually, yeah. But I don't make the bed, so.
Okay. You know what? That's kind of like who drives on a road trip gets to select the music.
Yeah.
Who makes the bed gets to pick the color.
That's pretty much true. I mean, yeah. I always drive on a road trip, and for the most part, I pick the music. But
there you go.
You know, you're right. If you don't do the work, you don't deserve to make the choice.
Yeah, you just got, You make your bed, you have to sleep in it.
Yeah. Like, one of the things I don't do is I don't do the laundry at my house, but Bev gets to pick whatever detergent she uses or whatever. And then there are certain things that I do, and then I get to make the choice.
As long as there's no starch in your shorts.
And I'm sure she would tell you that I don't do enough. But at any rate, I know you can identify with that.
Bev, that number is 919-929-WCHL.
Oh, boy. She's asleep. She doesn't
care.
Okay. What's up today?
Today we're doing highest paid public employees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talk to Governor McCrory.
No, this is more than that.
Oh, really?
You ready? Here we go, folks.
All right.
According to recent research, Deadspin.com constructed a map that named the highest paid public employees for each of the 50 states.
Really?
Within five, either way, how many states do you think the highest paid public employee is a football or basketball coach?
Oh, yeah.
Within five, either way, how many of the 50 states is the highest paid public employee either a football or basketball coach?
I know what you're getting at now. All right. Yeah, I've got an answer I could blurt out, but I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to influence what somebody else might call in and say. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. Swap a Chevy prize, get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Good to go.
Yes, sir.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Janet Combe is the only CEO that Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina has ever had. And she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Today, you are celebrating an anniversary. Tell us about that.
Well, we're celebrating 30 years of service to the community, remembering back on those old days in Hillsboro and thinking a little bit about everything that's happened since then. We have a gala lunch with more than 500 people coming, and a special treat, our national president, Cecile Richards, is going to be in town and speaking at the luncheon.
I understand you are the founding CEO and the only CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina. That's quite a distinction.
Well, it's true, although I often say we really need to give all due credit to the founding board members, because they had done a year or so of work before I ever started and really laid a great foundation for us.
Well, we have to give you a lot of credit, too, for growing the organization. It all started out 3 decades ago, and now where is Planned Parenthood of North Carolina?
Well, we did. We started out in a really small two-room storefront in Hillsboro. Now we have a health center in Chapel Hill, we have one in Durham, and we have one in Fayetteville, and serve thousands of people a year. We also have a really strong community education program, and increasingly are politically active.
Janet Combe was even arrested at one of the Moral Monday protests in Raleigh this summer. Janet Combe has a real passion for what she does. What got it all started?
I kind of hate to say this on WCHL, but I was a student at Duke. And
oh, that's quite okay.
I took a women's history course there. This was in the early 70s, and I happened to read a collection of letters that had been written to Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
These are letters that were written to her in the early 1900s from women begging for information about birth control. And it was such an eye-opening experience to me, because a lot of these women were my age, you know, early 20s, with 3 or 4 children. Some of them had had several miscarriages, and, you know, it just really opened up my eyes to what life was like for women before there was good contraception, and it changed my life.
Suffice it to say that you've changed a lot of other people's lives as well. Janet Combe, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, celebrating a big anniversary today. You're today's WCHL Hometown
Hero. Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
6:58 at WCHL.
All right, Freddie, I'm going to say in about 40 states, the highest paid employee, state employee, or public employee,
right,
is a football or a basketball coach.
That's pretty 40 good
out
guess.
Of the, 40 out of the 50.
Our question, how many of the 50 states, highest paid public employee, basketball or football coach? 39.
Wow. Well,
39.
I was just guessing.
Yeah, you know, you did good. 39.
I didn't have an inside track on that.
Including our state, 38 others.
Uh-huh.
The only states where a football or basketball coach was not the highest paid public employee, Alaska, Delaware, Maine, Massachusetts, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, North and South Dakota.
All right, 39 states where the highest paid public employee is a football or a basketball coach. I guess 40. Nancy Sidlowski gets 35. She is our winner. You had to be within 5. And Nancy gets a swap trivia prize. It gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Acupuncture. It's half off. $75 for a 60-minute massage, available now for $37. Michelle, owner of Chapel Hill Acupuncture, is a practitioner of Chinese medicine, including acupuncture, Chinese herbology, and acupressure-style massage. She's been using acupuncture to help alleviate numerous acute and chronic pain syndromes. The closest thing, minus the needles, acupressure massage. Get today's deal and get half off one of these 60-minute sessions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open.